Welcome to Let's Talk Friends, the podcast where two newbies and two super fans come together to explore one of the most iconic TV shows of all time, Friends. We are your hosts, Daisy and Martin.
Hello.
Neither of us have ever seen an episode of Friends until now. Today, we are doing another episode without experts. Since it's a two-part episode that aired on the same day, we decided that it would be best to do them the same way.
Right.
So instead, it's just going to be Martin and I and Ariana.
Hi.
Three newbies. Today's episode is season one, episode 17, the one with the two parts, part two. It aired on February 23rd, 1995.
The synopsis. Rachel and Monica squabble over two handsome doctors. Ross ponders his impending fatherhood with his own father. So we start the episode by recapping everything that happened in the first part. Then this episode starts off with Rachel and Monica walking into the hospital. They go to the front desk because at the end of part one, that's where Rachel falls off.
The balcony.
Mm-hmm. And is hanging.
Yeah, by the Christmas lights.
Yeah, trying to take off the Christmas lights. So now she's going to the hospital and Monica's there with her. They go to the front desk and Monica tells the front desk lady that her friend was taking down the Christmas lights and then she fell off the balcony and she may have broken her foot or her ankle.
Yeah.
And then the front desk lady says, "You still have your Christmas lights?" So, obviously, yeah, it's way past Christmas. So
right. And instead of caring about Rachel, it's more about the Christmas lights.
Mm-hmm. She gives them the forms to fill them out and bring them back to her. Monica's filling them out for her, putting, you know, her name, her address. Mm-hmm. She wants to know who she should put on for in case of emergency. And Rachel says her. Monica's like, really? She thinks it's like so sweet. Then Monica, you know, she wants to get her insurance information and Rachel doesn't have insurance.
Right. I think because, you know, she just has a waitress job. So how is she going to get insurance?
Yeah. But Monica is like, "You don't have insurance?" And she's like, "Well, why? How much do you think it's going to cost?" And Monica says, "Well, I don't know, but x-rays alone are, you know, a couple hundred dollars." And she's like, "Well, what are we going to do?" And Monica is like, "Well, there's not much we can do." But then Rachel suggests that they use Monica's insurance.
Right.
And Monica obviously says, like, no. Like, she knows better. Like, you should not use somebody else's insurance.
Insurance fraud.
Yeah. She says, yeah, no, it's insurance fraud. But Rachel's like, who did I just put as my emergency?
Yeah. And I like that when Monica said, you know, insurance. And then Rachel's like, yep, I got to get me some of that insurance.
But she tries to, like, make her feel bad for saying, but I just put you as my emergency person.
Yeah.
You know, like, you thought that was nice, and now you're going to tell me no for the insurance. But when Monica says, no, that's insurance fraud, Rachel says, well, forget it then. We'll just go home. But then she starts complaining that her foot hurts.
Yeah, she got up and started limping and it hurt her.
After she's seen that she's in pain, Monica agrees. She goes up to the desk where the lady was. She asks for new forms. And she says, why? Why do you need new forms? She says, because I'm an idiot. I was filling out my friend's form and instead of putting her information, I was putting my information. And the lady, she agrees. She's like, you are an idiot.
Yeah, she's really vicious.
She's really mean.
Yeah, calling Monica names.
Yeah, I know. That wouldn't fly now.
Right.
And Monica just agrees. She's like, yep, that's me. I am that stupid. Because she's saying, you know, she's supposed to be Rachel.
Right.
I'm guessing that that's what that meant. Like, yeah, that's me. Yeah. The next scene, we are at Central Perk. Ross, Chandler, and Joey are there. Ross is telling them about his dream that he had with his, you know, his kid was in there.
His unborn son.
Yeah. He says that he had a dream. He was playing football with his kid. And both Chandler and Joey agree. They're like, oh, that's nice.
Cool. Yeah.
And then Ross is like, no, with him. I'm on the field and they hike me the baby. I know I've got to do something because the Tampa Bay defense is coming right at me. And Joey's like, well, Tampa Bay is a terrible team. And Ross is like, right, but it's just me and the baby. So I'm thinking they can take us. I just heave it.
Downfield.
I don't know what that means.
Heaving means like throwing, pretty much throwing the baby down the field.
And then Chandler's like, what, are you crazy? That's a baby. And then Joey says he should take the sack.
Like the tackle when they tackle him.
Oh.
But he has a baby, so if they tackle him, that'd be kind of bad too.
And then Ross continues his story and says, suddenly I'm downfield and I realize I am the one who's supposed to catch him, right? Only I know there is no way I'm going to get there in time. So I am running and running. And that is when I woke up. See, I am so not ready to be a father. Mm-hmm. Chandler tries to reassure him that he's going to be fine. That he's one of the most caring, most responsible men in North America. And tells him that he's going to be a great dad. Joey continues and tells him, yeah, Ross, you and the baby just need better blocking. Have either of you guys ever been to the Rainbow Room? So he changes the subject. They're talking about Ross and his
dream.
His dream and how he feels like he's not going to be a good father. You know, Chandler had a really good, you know, trying to tell him that he's going to be fine, like that he's nice and, you know, caring. And then Joey's like, just kind of dismisses it a little bit and just, you know, starts talking about the Rainbow Room and if it's expensive. Chandler tells him, only if he orders stuff. Joey tells him that he's thinking about taking Ursula there for her birthday. Mm. It's her birthday. Ross wants to know, like, well, what about Phoebe? Joey's like, what's that? Okay. clue. Ross, you know, he says, tonight?
Right. Same day.
Joey says, what's the odds of that happening? And again, Ross like, take your time. Mm-hmm. It takes him a little bit to realize that. They're twins. Duh. Right. They have the same birthday.
It was funny that they're just sitting there waiting for him to actually, you know, get it figured out in his head. Like, oh.
Joey wants to know, what can I do? I don't want to do anything to screw it up with Ursula. And Chandler asks, well, what about your friend Phoebe?
Yeah.
Joey replies that if she's his friend, hopefully she'll understand. And then he says, wouldn't you guys? And Chandler's like, man, if you tried something like that on my birthday, you'd be staring at the business end of a hissy fit.
Yeah, that is pretty bad. Like, you shouldn't miss your friend's, you know, birthday party and stuff.
Yeah. Like, whatever they have.
Right. And plus, it would be kind of hard to miss both of them in that type of situation.
Because you're friends with one of them, but then you're going out with the other one.
Right.
So it's like, what do you do? But
at the same time, I guess he knew Phoebe more, so.
Yeah, it only makes
sense. Or longer.
Yeah, it only makes sense to be there for your friend instead of a date.
Yeah, because they're at this, well, with the last episode, they already kind of slept together.
Oh, yeah.
So it is kind of hard to make a decision on what to do. But if they already had something planned for Phoebe, which it's their friend, you would think that he would tell Ursula, like, I have something today, but let's do something else another, you know, the next day or something. Oh, I don't know. It's
would be hard. He probably had to, like, communicate and try to plan it out for him to go to, like, both of them, you know, do both in the same day or do both parties in the same day.
I don't know if that's possible.
Yeah.
Cause it's not a kid's party where it's like, you're going to go to one from 12 to 4 and then...
Like, oh, we got to go. Yeah. We have another party to go
since
to.
Since they're both, like, adults, they might, like, be up all night or, you know, it's going to end late, whatever.
I guess.
And also, it depends on what this Rainbow Room is. What is a Rainbow Room? Is it a hotel? Is it a...
I don't know.
Like a club or something, maybe?
Maybe, but Chandler makes it sound really expensive.
Yeah.
We're at the hospital. Rachel and Monica are in the exam room, and the two doctors walk in. You know, one of the doctors says, Monica, because, you know, that's who they're there to see.
Right.
And Monica responds. She's like, yes. Yes, she is, because then she realizes that she answered for Rachel, who is
supposed to be Monica. Yeah.
So this whole scene just kind of...
Like a lot of back and forth. Like
back and forth.
Like yeah. They get confused of who's who.
Who's who, yeah. Rachel then says, this is my friend Rachel, pointing to Monica. And Dr. Mitchell, he says, hi, Rachel, I'm Dr. Mitchell. And then the other doctor, Dr. Rosen. Dr. Rosen. says, and I'm his friend, Dr. Rosen. And Rachel says, aren't you a little cute to be a doctor? And Dr. Rosen's like, excuse me, what? And Rachel's like, I meant young.
But she really meant cute.
Yeah, she did. She's, and then, you know, she says, oh, good, Rach, because.
She started referring to herself as, you know, Michael, good job.
And so this scene just kind of goes back and forth on them messing up on who's who.
Right.
Yeah.
And also, I don't know, two doctors coming in to see one patient that has a sprained ankle.
Yeah, it's a little weird. Also, the two doctors, they were actually really famous actors. One was, the main one was George Clooney, and then his friend was Noah Weil. Noah was on the show ER and some other movies I never heard of. And then George Clooney was on ER as well, and also Roseanne, mm-hmm. Daisy's favorite.
Mm-hmm.
And also one of my favorite movies was From Dusk Till Dawn.
Yeah. Well, he's been in a lot of movies.
Yeah. And on Roseanne, he was Booker.
Yeah. Yep. And he was very young there.
Oh, yeah. Really young. He had long hair. And
that's probably why I didn't notice. That's him.
Mm.
Yeah. He looks different.
Yeah.
Yeah. He does look different now. From here on this episode, he looks different than when he was in Roseanne.
Mm-hmm.
The next scene, we're at Monica and Rachel's apartment. There's a lot of other people.
Right.
Obviously, it's a party.
Mm-hmm.
Rachel's telling them that, you know, they just told her that it was just a sprain. And then Monica says, you left out the stupid part. Rachel says, not stupid. They were very cute doctors. And they asked us out tomorrow night. And I said, yes. And, you know, Monica tells her that's insane. Because they work for the hospital, and it's like returning to the scene of the crime. And she doesn't want them to go on the date. She says that they should just blow it off.
Yeah.
Which is true. I mean, if you're lying about the insurance and, you know, that they switched
names and everything,
you're going to go on dates. What do you think is going to happen?
Yeah. Well, I'm assuming Rachel's probably, like, hoping, like, you know, if they do find out, like, maybe they'll let them slide, you know.
I don't know, but...
Rachel's thinking is not too good.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't continue on like that, especially if you're going to keep dating them.
Right.
Eventually, you're going to have to tell them the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And they either could be mad at them and not want to see them again, or they could get in trouble.
Yeah.
So...
Tell on them.
Yeah. Rachel says... Monica, they are cute. They are doctors. They're cute doctors. Doctors who are cute. And then Chandler's like, all right, what have we learned so far?
Yeah, that's funny.
Then somebody comes at the door and they open the door.
Well, they're all hiding too.
Oh, yeah, yeah, they all hide. Because
it's supposed to be a surprise party.
Yeah, they all hide.
Mm-hmm.
Then they yell, surprise, and it's Ross. And he drops the box with the cake. And... Yeah. I've seen this episode maybe two or three times, and every time I see it, every time that box falls, I like jump, like I get surprised, like I don't know what's gonna happen.
Yeah, and you laugh hysterically.
And I laugh because I thought that was funny. Rachel asks if that was the cake. Really?
Yeah,
what
I know.
Like, question is
it's that? In a pink box. Like, oh, what was that? Is that the cake?
No, it's just an empty box.
Yeah. I can't believe he got that scared to drop it like that. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
You know, he says, yeah, it's, I got the lemon smush.
Oh, yeah. It's a lemon smush.
And then, you know, Monica says, come on, she'll be here any minute. And then Rachel's like, I hope it's okay. Like, obviously, it's not okay.
No way.
They open it, and Chandler says that it says, happy birthday, Fihi. And they're trying to, you know, he says, well, maybe we could make a bee out of one of those roses. And then Ross is like, yeah, we'll just use our special cake tools. Because obviously they don't have any of that.
Yeah, so. I'm assuming Ross is snapping back after the fact. Like, he spilled the cake because they scared him. So he's pretty upset about that.
Mm-hmm. So they're there, you know, trying to look at the cake, trying to see if they could fix it somehow.
Right.
And then Fihi walks in. Nobody realizes that she's there.
Mm-hmm.
And she asks, what's going on? And then they realize that she's there. So they all yell, surprise again.
Yeah.
And then she's like, oh, this is so great. This was not scary at all. Hi, everyone. And then, hi, Betty.
We don't know who Betty is.
We don't know who Betty is.
But they found her.
Right. They found her.
They found Betty. And, you know, she's excited. She says, this is great. Everyone I love is in the same room. And then she says, where's Joey? Because he's not there.
Yeah.
And then Chandler tries to change the subject by saying, did you see Betty? Yay. But then you could see in her face that she's kind of disappointed that he's not there. That everybody's there except for, him. He could have went.
Yeah, at least for the surprise. Like, that's like a big deal.
Mm-hmm. At least for, you know, at the very beginning.
Yeah, to be there, like, surprise.
Just say, I have something afterwards.
Yeah.
Like, she doesn't have to say what, but.
Yeah. That was sad.
Yeah.
Like, I seen it in her face that she was disappointed.
She wanted to make me sad, too.
Like, I don't know. Like, Joey was, like, one of my favorite characters. But I feel like since he's doing this, it's kind of like, you kind of suck.
Yeah. Know. These last two episodes with Joey being the way he was, or that he is, kind of disappointed.
You're a dick, Joey. Shame on you.
We're at a restaurant. Ross is having dinner with his father. Mm-hmm. Mr. Geller is talking. He's talking about, I wouldn't mind having a business in this sun-dried tomato business. And 5 years ago, if somebody had said to me, here's a tomato that looks like a prune, I'd say, get out of my office. Ross is still worried about, you know, fatherhood and him being a good dad. And then he asks him, before I was born, did you freak out at all?
Yeah.
And he's not understanding. The father's not understanding what he means, because he says, I'm not freaking out. I'm just saying, if somebody would have come with that with that idea. And Ross stops him and says, Dad, I'm talking about the whole baby thing.
Right.
Did you ever get sort of panicky? Like, oh my God, I'm going to be a father kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And then he says, no, your mother did all the work. I was busy with the business. I wasn't around much. Is that what this is about? And Ross says, no, I was just wondering. You know, the dad continues and says, because there's time to make up for that. We can still do stuff. You always wanted to go to that Colonial Williamsburg.
Yeah, I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, I don't know what that is either. Ross says, thanks, really, but I just need to know, when did you start feeling like a father? Then Ross's dad, Mr. Geller, says, well, I guess it must have been the day after you were born. They were at the hospital. His mom was sleeping and they brought him in to him. But then, of course, he says, you were this ugly little red thing, which is so mean.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, he grabbed his finger with his whole fist and squeezed it so tight. And that's when he knew
that he was going to be a father.
Mm-hmm. That's when he realized that he was going to be a father. And then he just changed the subject like nothing. So you don't want to go to Williamsburg? And Ross says, we could go to Williamsburg.
Mm-hmm. That was nice.
Yeah. And then he tells him to eat his fish.
Yeah. Right. And he right away hurries up.
The dead is kind of weird. Like, just the whole scene. Except for, like, explaining how being a dad towards him is. Mm-hmm. Just before that, he's kind of weird.
Yeah, he is.
He's a good actor, though. I he's a little weird, but I like him as an actor.
So we're back at Monica and Rachel's apartment. Monica tells Rachel that the doctors are there, that cute doctors are there. Mm-hmm. She opens the door, tells them to come in, and that one of the doctors brought wine. They ask Monica how's her ankle, and Monica starts to reply. Then, you know, she realizes that the whole thing with playing each other, it's hard.
Yeah.
And Rachel finally responds, and she says it's feeling a lot better, and then says, why don't you sit down, we'll get some glasses, stat.
Yeah, because when you're dating a doctor, you know, you got to use doctor terms.
No, you don't.
I know.
Then Rachel's having like a change of heart. Like, she says, why don't we just tell them who we really are? And she thinks it's going to be fine, but
it's a bad idea.
I don't know. Mm-mm. And then Monica says, it will not be fine. We'll get in trouble. And then Rachel says, would you stop being such a wuss?
There's that word again.
Yeah. Did I say it right?
Yeah, you said it.
Yeah, I said it right.
You finally said it right. What is this, like the fourth, fifth time maybe?
Not today. Today, this only took one time.
Well, yeah.
The last time. Don't ask me to say it again.
Jeez, that took a long time.
Then you see the two doctors talking, you know, saying that they seem normal.
Which little did I know that didn't Monica and Rachel and Phoebe had like a little, what was it called? Like a cleansing, a man cleansing?
Oh, yeah.
Ritual. The fire.
Ritual.
Yeah, ritual.
One of the doctors says, but you have to admit that every time we go out with women, we meet at the hospital, it turns into, and then the other doctor, he says, would you relax, look around. There's no pagan altars, no piles of bones in the corner. They're fine.
Like, and it's then, like witching, witches stuff, no?
Pagan. I'm guessing.
Pagan altars.
So then, you know, you see Monica and Rachel still talking. So, you know, Monica says, I said we're not going to do it, and tells her sometimes you can be such a big baby. And Rachel's like, I'm not a baby. You know what? And then Monica's like, what? You know what? What? And Rachel says, every day you're becoming more and more like your mother.
Ouch. That hurt.
So then she goes, you know, she takes a cups of wine for the doctors. One of the doctors says, this is a great place. How long have you lived here? Rachel answers and says, I've been here for 6 years. Rachel moved in a few months ago. Then Monica comes and she's like, I was supposed to get married, but I left the guy at the altar. Yeah, I know, pretty selfish, but hey, that's me.
Oh my God.
And so then, you know, he asks Monica, what do you do? Actually looking at Rachel.
Right.
This is so confusing. Yeah. He's actually looking at Rachel, asking her what she does.
Right.
And she says that she's a chef at a restaurant uptown. Mm-hmm. And she's like, mostly because I get to boss people around, which I just love to do.
It's just going to get worse and worse.
And, you know, then he says, this hummus is great. I think he's trying to
change the subject.
Yeah. And the other doctor says, God bless the chickpea. And then Monica just starts laughing out of nowhere. And she's like, oh, God, I am so spoiled. That's it. Rachel then says, did I mention that back in high school I was a cow?
Oh, yeah. Wow, so that was mean. Crazy.
And then Monica says, I used to wet my bed. And then Rachel's like, I use my breasts to get other people's attention. And Monica's like, we both do that. Then the phone rings and nobody's answering it. The phone just keeps ringing and ringing and ringing. And finally, Dr. Mitchell gets up and answers the phone. And it's Rachel's dad.
The real Rachel.
Real Rachel's dad. But, you know, Monica takes the phone. She starts talking to him and she tells him, I can't talk right now, but there's something that she's been meaning to tell him. And says, remember back in freshman year, Billy, Justin, and I had sex on your bed.
That's crazy. I can't believe like she would do that. Like that was pretty.
That was bad.
Yeah.
I think she crossed the line with that.
Yeah, a little bit.
But it was just funny how they were both like
going back and forth.
Going like, back and forth.
Talking shit about each other as each other.
But then I wonder, like, at that point, what are the doctors thinking? Because if Rachel's Rachel, Monica's Monica, and they're telling stuff about themselves, like, why would I want to tell someone I wet the bed or that I was a cow?
The funny thing is like they were just talking about like how they're like, oh yeah, like the one doctor was telling the other one like, oh, they're not crazy, they just seem normal.
They're normal.
And then they both sit down and they're talking about themselves
and they are crazy.
Yeah
I feel like after a while maybe they like kind of knew. I don't know.
I mean, they didn't say anything.
They'll catch on, like, oh.
Yeah, catch on.
Like, why are they talking about themselves like that? They must not be the.
Mm-hmm. The funny part was when they both took a drink of the wine. Oh, I think it was like, was it after the phone call with the dad?
I don't remember.
Or was it when Monica?
It was before that, no.
When Monica said
when they're going back and forth. When they're going back and forth, they're just like.
They both just take it at the same time.
Take a drink and they're like, just listening, like. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Like, what am I doing here?
Okay. So we're at Monica and Rachel's apartment. Everybody's there. It's for Joey. Mm-hmm. And Rachel's on the phone with her dad. And she's explaining to him, like, daddy, why? Why would I sleep with Billy Dresden? His father tried to put you out of business. And then looks at Monica and says, you're dead. Then, Monica is complaining to Ross that the monkey has the remote again. And Ross says, good, maybe he could switch it back. And then he realizes that, no, maybe not.
Yeah. I still don't see how hard it is to change the language, mm-hmm. but whatever.
Especially with six people, one of them should
get it. It shouldn't be a button just for
language. Yeah, it should be a button that says like SAP under. Like
something. Yeah.
Well, not every remote. We don't know. But still, I don't think it would be that hard.
Yeah.
To look at the menu or caption or whatever it is. Okay. While she's on the phone or I don't know. I guess I didn't pay attention to that detail. I don't know if she's still on the phone with her dad and she got a phone call in the middle of it.
I don't think the phone rang. I think it's like call waiting, you know, back in the day, call waiting.
Mm-hmm. And she answers and then she gets scared because it's the lady from the hospital.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, what do we do to Monica? Like, she's scared.
Right.
And then Monica's like, well, find out what they want.
Yeah.
She's like, no, 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 you do it. So Monica gets on the phone. She says, this is Monica. She's telling her something. Then she tells them that she'll be right there. Rachel wants to know what the phone call was about. She says that she forgot to sign one of the admission form. So they're going to go get that fixed.
Yeah. And, you know, I didn't think about this earlier, but wouldn't they check Monica's ID?
Well, they should.
That's what I thought. I mean, I don't know.
And I feel like them calling, like, I don't know, like, maybe they're, like, trying to get them down there. Like, I don't know.
Like, suspicious?
Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, it doesn't seem like it.
I still think Monica needed an ID to use her insurance card.
There should be some, because if she's trying to use it.
Because your insurance card doesn't have your picture on it. It just says your name.
Well, maybe back in the day, they didn't ask for IDs for that.
Maybe.
We don't know.
Looking too far into it.
And it's just
a show.
It's a show. It's an episode. So then Joey walks in. He's upset. Phoebe wants to know if there's trouble. And Joey tells her that her sister stood him up the other night. Phoebe kind of sarcastically says, oh no, don't you hate when people aren't there for you? And then Russ asks if, you know, he has tried calling her. He says, yes, he's been trying for 2 days. He can't believe that she's blowing him off. We are at Riff's. Phoebe is walking into the restaurant.
Confront her sister.
Yeah, she's going to go see Ursula. She sees her and tells her, you got a minute? She's like, yeah, I'm just working. Like, it doesn't matter.
Yes.
She's just working, but she has a minute. Phoebe tells her that she got her a birthday present. And Ursula says, oh, wow, you remembered. Okay.
Like, yeah.
She opens the gift. It's a Judy Jetson thermos. And then Phoebe's like, right, like the one you... She's like, right. And then she says, I got something for you. Then Phoebe's like, oh, how did you know that I was coming? Ursula tells her, you know, it's a twin thing.
Yeah.
And Phoebe says, I can't believe you did this. And because she's, you know, I guess she's happy, I guess, that she got her a gift too.
Yeah.
But then she opens it and she says, I can't believe you did this.
Yeah.
Because she notices that it's the sweater that Joey gave Ursula.
Yeah.
That's crappy.
Yeah, that kind of sucks. Yeah.
Then Phoebe wants to know what's the deal with her with Joey. And Ursula tells him he's great, but it's over. And Phoebe, she asks her, like, does he know? Ursula's like, who? She's like, you already forgot who you're talking about?
Like, just the conversation is just like, oh my God.
Yeah, yeah. Phoebe tells her that Joey, he's really nutsy about her. And Ursula's like, he is? Why? And Phoebe's like, you got me, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
And then a waiter comes by and she says, doesn't this come with a salad? That food, whatever she's eating, that's something that she was going to take to a table. But instead, she's eating it herself.
Right.
And then she says, doesn't this come with a salad? Like, you're getting weighed on, even though that's your job.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's funny.
She's not a good waitress.
Nope. Not at all. Phoebe tries to continue asking her, are you going to call him? But she thinks she's talking about the waiter.
Right.
And she's like, why? You think he likes me? And Phoebe's like, no, Joey. And then Ursula's like, oh, no, no, no. He's so smart. He'll figure it out. Hmm. And then she asks her if she wants some chicken. She's like, no, no food with a face.
Oh, yeah.
Ursula tells her, you have not changed. And then Phoebe's like, yeah, you too. Because I guess she's been like that. Like,
yeah, it's kind of crappy. Like first giving Phoebe the gift that Joey gave her, and then second, just like leaving Joey, like not even like
telling him anything.
Right. Just like, oh, let him. He's smart.
He'll yeah. figure it
Truth
out.
Truth is, Joey's not that smart.
The thing
he
is,
he doesn't understand.
The thing is like, I thought Phoebe was like the one that was like, you know, like she still is, but like the slow one. And I didn't think it would get worse until we seen her sister, and she just seems
more normal.
Hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, she's Phoebe seems odd.
Old. Yeah. Sis, like Ursula just seems so
out there.
Slow.
Yeah.
Like, so. I don't know.
Yeah.
And she then does. I was thinking, like, how does Joey like her because of the way she is, like, just seeing this scene alone. How is he just sitting there for dinner or whatever and dealing with how she forgets
what things that
just
about.
Yeah, things that just happened like 5 seconds ago. Like, mm-hmm. how do you forget? I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right about that. And I have more to say about that, but I'm going to say it later in the next scene.
Oh. Okay. We're at the hospital. Monica and Rachel, you know, go back to their the front desk. Rachel says, "Hi, remember us?" The lady, she's like, "Mm-hmm." She's like, Monica says, "You know, you just called a little while ago about needing a signature on the admission form. Well, it turns out that we need a whole new one because you see, I put the wrong name again." And the lady's like, "You're that stupid."
Damn.
And Monica's like, I am that stupid. Then Rachel says, "I'm just going to pay this with the check." And the lady says, "You know, your insurance will cover that." And Rachel's like, "I know, I'm just not that bright either." And wouldn't it now definitely be suspicious that how can you mess up twice?
Yeah.
On the form? And you've been messed up by giving your insurance card?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, I could see putting the wrong name. Then you forgot that you were not the one that didn't have the ankle problem. That you gave your card. Yeah, that seemed a little weird.
Yeah.
Back at Monica and Rachel's apartment, Ross and Chandler are playing Scrabble. The monkey is also there. Chandler says, "Okay, worst case scenario, say you never feel like a father. Say your son never feels connected to you as one. Say all of his relationships are affected by this." And Ross is like, "Do you have a point?" And then Chandler's like, "You know, you'd think I would."
It almost sounded like you did, but yeah, no.
Yeah, there's no point to whatever he was saying. So then you see the monkey, Marcel, having like issues like...
Breathing. Like breathing know, like, issues.
Like, yeah, with this, like something's wrong with him.
Mm-hmm.
Chandler wants to know what's up with him. He says, "Simeon." And then Ross says, "It's just a fur ball." And, you know, they're playing Scrabble. So, you know, Chandler tells him, "Whose turn is it?" And Ross tells him, "It's yours. I just got 43 points for kidney," the word kidney. Chandler's like, "No, you got 0 points for itney." And Ross says, "Where's the K? Where's my K?"
And then Marcel starts making the noise again.
Oh, yeah. Marcel keeps making that noise like he has something in his throat.
Yeah, he's trouble breathing.
Then we see Ross and Chandler running into the hospital with the monkey. Ross says, "Help me, my monkey swallowed a key." The lady says, "Get that animal out of here." Ross says, "No, you don't understand. The animal hospital is way across town. He's choking. I don't know what else to do." And then Monica's there. She's like, "What's going on?" And then Ross and Chandler, they're both surprised to see that, you know, Monica and Rachel are there.
Right.
Chandler says, "Marcel swallowed a Scrabble tile." The lady says, "Excuse me, this hospital is for people." And then Ross is upset. He's like, "Lady, he is people. He has a name, okay? He watches Jeopardy. He touches himself when nobody's watching. Please, please have a heart."
Mm-hmm.
And then Dr. Mitchell, he comes, he hears what's going on. He says, "I'll take a look at him." Both Rachel and Monica say, "Oh, thank you." Then they realize that it's the doctor. In our next scene, we are at Central Park. Phoebe comes in and sees Joey. Joey thinks she's Ursula since she's wearing the gift that he gave Ursula for her birthday.
Oh, yeah, that sweater.
Yeah. Phoebe says, "Hey." Joey says, Urs, what are you doing here? I've been trying to call you. Phoebe tries to talk to him, as Ursula. And, you know, she says, listen. And he's going to start talking, but then he's like, no, don't say listen. I know that listen. I've said that listen. Like, that's how he talks to people when he's in a breakup with them.
Yeah.
Phoebe says, I'm sorry. And Joey says, I don't get it. What happened? What about everything you said under the bridge? Phoebe says, yeah, you know, you should just forget it about what I said under the bridge. I was talking crazy that night. I was so drunk. And Joey's like, you don't drink. And then Phoebe says, that's right, I don't. But I was. I was drunk on you. She just continues and says, yeah, so it's not going to work. And Joey wants to know if it's because he's friends with Phoebe. Phoebe, if it was, would you stop hanging out with her?
Yeah.
Joey says, no, I couldn't do that.
I think she's like kind of like testing him, sort of. And then.
Well, not testing him, but like since he said, is it because of Phoebe? And she feels like if she says that might be a way for him to forget about Ursula.
Oh, yeah.
If it's an issue. Joey tells her, no, I couldn't do that. And Phoebe says, oh, yes, because it's because of Phoebe. And she tells him it's either her or me. And Joey says, then I'm sorry. Phoebe tells him, you know, he's going to be very hard to get over. And Joey says, I know. I don't know whether it's because we're breaking up or what, but you never looked so beautiful. And he's talking to Phoebe. You're not talking to Ursula, you're talking to Phoebe. You're telling her that she looks beautiful. You know?
Right. That was really nice.
Yeah. And Phoebe's like, really? Joey then gives her a kiss.
Mm-hmm.
Like a kiss.
Yeah.
He then walks away, but he notices that it's different, because then he's like, he makes that face like,
yeah, like what? That was what different. Is
this? Yeah.
Yeah.
He looks back at her and he's like, Phoebs? And then she says, yeah. And then the way they look at each other.
Yeah.
Like Phoebe too, kind of like, I guess she felt something when she kissed him.
Yeah.
And so did he.
Like he didn't look mad that it was her.
No, like he was like, he like was kind of almost like touched. I don't know. It was weird.
It was a moment.
Yeah. Then we go back to the hospital. Ross, Chandler, Monica, and Rachel are there. They're watching Marcel sleep. Ross is saying he looks so tiny. When Joey and Phoebe come in. And he says, we got the message. They want to know if he's okay, if he's all right. The monkey. Ross says that the doctor got the K out, and he also found an M and an O.
Wow.
Chandler says that they think that he was trying to spell monkey.
It's close.
And just Russ, you know, tells him that the doctor says he's gonna be fine. He's just sleeping now. Chandler wants to know if he feels like a dad already. And Ross is like, no, why? Chandler says, well, because, hey, come on. You came through. You did what you had to do. That is very dad. You know?
Yeah.
Then you see the monkey waking up. And he holds Ross' finger.
Yeah.
Tightly. Kind of like what
dad explained.
Yeah.
Right.
What his dad said happened in his situation.
They were looking into each other's eyes.
Yeah, because he's always having problems with the monkey, you know, like the monkey not listening to him or not, you know. And this time it seemed like the monkey knew that Ross took care of him.
Mm-hmm.
He was there for him and they had a moment.
Yeah.
And then that's when Ross realized that that's probably how it feels to be a dad.
Even though
there's a difference between a real child and a monkey. But I think that's, you know, that was a breakthrough for him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hopefully Marcel gets nicer in the future.
Yeah, I don't know.
We'll see.
Keep watching and find out.
Yeah.
All right. So now we're going to do some trivia questions for you guys.
Yay.
Hopefully you guys get 100%.
Oh, I know I will. No, I don't know. Maybe not.
Okay. Our first question. What does Rachel not have that makes her trip to the hospital with Monica much more difficult?
Insurance.
Insurance.
You're too late. 2, Ross is telling Joey and Chandler about his dream where he is playing what with his baby?
Football.
3, where does Joey want to take Ursula for her birthday?
Rainbow.
Room. Rainbow room.
What the hell? What was that?
That was a tie.
4, what famous actor guest starts as Dr. Mitchell taking care of Rachel?
George Clooney. Right?
Yes.
Oh, he looked at me funny.
Okay. 5, while having dinner with his dad thinks that Ross is missing out on spending time with him. Where does he suggest they go for father-son bonding?
Williamsburg?
Colonial Williamsburg.
I get it.
No, you didn't. You didn't get the first part. Just like Rainbow Room.
Okay.
You didn't get that.
6. While arguing in the kitchen, Rachel tells Monica that every day she is becoming more and more like
her mother.
While on their date with the doctors, what appetizer did Monica serve?
Hummus. Way to go for chickpeas.
8. Who did Rachel have sex with on her dad's bed?
Eddie something.
Revealed to him by Monica. No, it was not whatever you said.
Mm-mm. Oh.
Wasn't it like Billy? I don't know.
Billy no. Something.
It is Billy. It's Billy Dreskin.
I would have never gotten that.
Or I think I'm saying the last name wrong. 9. While playing Scrabble with Chandler, what word did Ross just score 43 points?
Kidney.
He was missing the K.
Idney.
All right. And 10. What letter does Marcel swap?
K. And an M and an O.
So a few things. This is, you know, obviously part 2 of, you know, 2 parts. And something that I forgot to mention on the last episode is that Lisa Kudrow, Phoebe/Ursula, she won her first Emmy for her role. She was nominated multiple times. She was nominated in 95, 97, 98, 99, 2000, and 2001. Wow. And she won in 98.
Oh, wow.
And I think she was really good. Like, the part 1, she was really good. When I seen that and I read about that, I'm like, no wonder why. She is a really good actress.
She really is.
She is a really good actress. And then to be playing 2 roles in mm-hmm. 1, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was really good. So that was that.
Yeah, that's cool information.
And then, again, what they scored this this episode, they scored it at 8.3.
Oh, wow.
And episode 16, they scored that one at 8.0, which I'm sure we mentioned it. But just in case, you could see what people scored one versus the other.
Mm-hmm.
And I like the first one better. Part 1 better than this one. I mean, obviously, no, they're both good.
Right.
But I like the other one a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
And but this one scored at 8.3, the other one 8.0. So what did you guys think about the whole situation with, you think Joey, because I haven't watched the next one. Like, I stopped there. I didn't watch ahead.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what's going to happen next. But do you think there's something going on with Joey and
yeah, I feel like they're going to address, like, not address, but, like, something's going to happen between them. Like, I don't know if it's, like, dating-wise, but, like, at least talk about it and, like, what happened. And then, like, just the episode in general, I liked it.
Hmm.
I like the 2-part type of thing for this one.
Mm-hmm.
I do like those 2-parters. I don't know. I feel like they're not going to explore that. Like, let's just keep it as friends, you know, because you can't mix, like, friends and being boyfriend and girlfriend. you know.
Yeah.
Because once they, if they were to break up, that's it. Like, are we still going to be friends? Kind of awkward.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I hope they do talk about their kiss at least. Because after they kissed and they had that moment of like, I don't know, seemed like they both kind of liked it. Kind of felt some kind of way.
Yeah.
Like, I wonder if they're going to bring it up. You know, if they're going to talk about it. Or if they're just going to pretend like it never happened.
It looks like Phoebe really enjoyed it, but I think Joey was just like...
No, Joey seemed like he did too.
Oh, okay.
Like, the way he reacted.
I didn't say, like, just... he didn't enjoy it. It's just like... Because it was different. Because he's like, wait, this is not Ursula.
But yeah. Then when he said Phoebe, and she said, yeah, then he went like... Like he put his hand to his chest, like,
okay.
You know, like,
I guess. I don't know.
But I don't know. So we'll see. We'll see what happens with the next episode. Yeah, that was it. Mm-hmm. That was a good 2-part episode. It was nice. Yeah,
it's cool.
It was good.
Yep. All right. Well, this concludes episode 17 of Let's Talk Friends. Our next episode is season 1, episode 18, called The One with All the Poker. Thank you for listening. Please remember to follow and rate our podcast. If you have any questions or suggestions, please send us an email at letstalkfriends24@gmail.com. You can also follow us on Instagram at let's_talk_friends24. Bye, everybody.
Bye, guys.